The head of natural resources of the EPA, Carl Fiatti, has appealed to communities living along the coast to stop sand winning and negative practices that affect the sea. He said though government has done its part in building sea defense walls, continuous sand winning only encourages erosion. Mr. Fiatti said littering the beaches, especially with plastic waste, also affects the health of the sea. He said this at a community engagement at Atrokpe, Ada, as Ghana joins the rest of the globe to mark World Oceans Day today. A report by Antoinette Abba.
This is the first time Ghana is celebrating World Ocean Day since the UN General Assembly passed the resolution in 2008. Central and West African countries are in Ghana to commemorate the day. The community engagement at Atrokpe was therefore to mobilize the communities to clean the beaches as a precursor to the main event. According to the head of Natural Resources Department of EPA, Carl Fiatti, the day is to reflect the benefits of the sea and challenges being faced. He expressed the need for communities lying along the coast to continually clean the beach as it is the only way to get a healthy ocean. Mr. Fiatti urged coastal communities along the African Ocean to the Caribbean to join hands and stop negative activities that affect the ocean.
The sea doesn't know boundaries. Whatever we put in, it will bring us back. And so we need to mobilize all coastal communities to get involved, every community doing his little bit. And then all the countries within which the communities are also joined doing their little bit, because we talk about plastics. Some of the plastics we find here are not coming from Ghana, like the seaweeds we found. We are told it's coming from as far as the Caribbean. So globally, we must all join hands, work together to give us a healthy ocean.
The West African Biodiversity and Climate Change Advisor to the Abidjan Convention, Abraham Grasisi, said there must be better management of seaweed which is developing along the coast. He said digging of holes along the shores to bury waste collected from cleanups is not the best. Mr. Grasisi called for a stop to it.
When they throw their net on the sea, they don't catch fish. No fish coming. What they bring in is seaweeds. There is a decline of about 20 to 30% of the number of fish that is caught during the seaweed invasion. Rubbish, dirt, in a modern society are transformed to something else. Value is added. The plastic that we throw out there, whatever we throw out there, is transformed to something that is used again. So why can't we encourage bringing in the private sector, the green investors that are interested in the recycling process, to be in this and engage in this process at community level? And that also creates employment. So it's a green employment promotion, it's a green economy promotion for coastal communities that we're looking at.